All right. This recording is going to be a bit different than many of my other recordings, because this recording is designed to be listened to by a group of people. Now, you can listen to this recording all by yourself if you want to, but please do note that this recording is really designed and intended for a group of people to listen to. Ideally, I would want more than 10 people at a time to listen to this recording. However, what's really important is that the group of people listening to this recording really do want to be hypnotized. It doesn't really matter how deeply hypnotized you want to become. What matters more so is that you're willing to try and explore a different and interesting state of consciousness, and that you're willing to explore this state of consciousness in a public setting with other people. So with that being said, if this recording really isn't for you, or the group of people that you're listening to this recording with, that's okay. I have made many other recordings, so you don't have to worry about clicking away and listening to something else. It's all okay. And if you are ready to explore hypnosis, and everybody else around you is also ready to explore hypnosis, I want everybody on the count of three to say yes, okay? If somebody isn't saying yes, I really do recommend just coming back to this recording a little bit later on. It's okay to try this out later. What's most important is that everybody says yes on three if they truly are willing to explore hypnosis. One, two, three. All right, now hopefully everybody said yes, and we can continue on with this recording. Now, if everybody didn't say yes, I would again highly recommend coming back to this recording at a later time. Everybody will have a much better experience if everybody is willing to participate. Because participation is very important for this experience to be very effective. You see, if you want to be hypnotized, you have to follow along with my simple and clear instructions. If you really want to try to resist being hypnotized, it's actually pretty easy to do. All you have to do is not focus on my voice and ignore it, and not follow any of the instructions that I'm giving you. It's really that simple to resist being hypnotized. It's not something that I can force anybody to do. However, going into trance is a very powerful and positive state of mind, and I want to invite everybody to explore and enjoy this state of mind. So for this next part, I'm going to ask everybody to follow along with me as I count down from 10 to 1. After I count off a number, I want you to repeat it back to me out loud. Everybody should be speaking in a nice loud voice. Really project so that everybody can hear everybody else as everybody counts down from 10 to 1 with me. Remember, you have to repeat the number after I say it. Let's go through this, okay? Everybody ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5 4 3 2 1 Very good. Now you might notice that I didn't give everybody too much time in between each number, and that's very important. I really want everybody to kind of react automatically, almost reflexively, because your reflexive reactions are a reflection of your subconscious mind. I don't want you to be thinking about anything for the next part of this little exercise. I just want you to let whatever pops into your head come out easily and effortlessly, okay? It's going to involve the counting down again. Now, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And each number is going to correspond to how much you don't want to be hypnotized right now, okay? Normally, we measure this from the other way around, but I think it's going to be very interesting to do it in the reverse way. I think it will get to a more truthful answer. As I count down from 10 to 1, you're only going to reply back to me and call out the number out loud if it corresponds to your willingness not to be hypnotized. Okay? So 10 is that you're absolutely unwilling to be hypnotized under any circumstances whatsoever. And 1 is that you're already drifting off while listening to my voice. And maybe that's not because I'm particularly hypnotic. Maybe this is just all really boring and you'd just rather drift off to sleep. Though only you can tell if that's true or not. Though, if that's the case, don't worry, I'm not offended. What's really important is that you just call out the number as it comes up. So, with the first number, 10, nobody should call out, okay? Because everybody here is listening willingly to my voice, and you're at least somewhat willing to experience trance. I mean, if you really are not willing to be hypnotized, I do invite you to stop listening right now and just walk away. It's okay. No hard feelings. So here goes the first number. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Very good. Now, I want you to focus on the number that you called out, okay? That's the number that you just kind of came up with at the spur of the moment, okay? That describes the level of how unwilling you are to be hypnotized right now. And hopefully, if you have a large enough group listening to this recording, there should be some other people who called out different numbers than you. And I'm going to do the same exercise again, okay? Everybody remembering that this is just an exercise to kind of explore your willingness to go into trance. So, it's perfectly acceptable whatever number you chose to describe the level of unwillingness you have to be hypnotized right now. However, this time around, as I count down from 10 to 1, I want you to swap what that number means. I want you to think of it as your willingness to be hypnotized. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And 10 means you really want to be hypnotized. Your eyelids are already fluttering shut. And you really want to experience trance right now. And 1 is that you really don't want to be hypnotized at all. And again, nobody's allowed to say 1 at this point. Because if you really want to say 1, I invite you instead to walk away and stop listening to this recording. Because really, there's nothing that I can do that will convince you to want to be more deeply hypnotized. It's all about what you want and what your subconscious mind wants. All I can do is provide an environment where trance is a more appealing option. So everybody focus on my voice again. It's going to be how willing you are on a scale of 1 to 10 to be hypnotized right now. That's what the numbers mean. So hopefully everybody's going to call out 10, but we'll see. And remember, nobody's allowed to call out 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And nobody's allowed to say 1. Remember that, okay? Good. Okay. Now, I want everybody to try to remember this number as best they can. So remember the number from beforehand and remember the number now, okay? They should be 2 different numbers because we're coming at the same question from different angles, okay? Unless, of course, I guess you're at a 5, and in that case, you could really go either way, and hopefully I can tip the scale one way or the other, hopefully in a positive way. Now, for this next little exercise, I'm going to again have everybody counting down from 10 to 1, but I want you to imagine the willingness of somebody else in this room. Okay, just think about how willing somebody else is to be hypnotized in this room. You can think of them being more willing to be hypnotized, less willing to be hypnotized. It doesn't really matter, but I want you to focus on that. And I want you to pick 1 other person in this room. You don't have to know who they are. You don't have to know their name. They don't even have to want to be more hypnotized than you. And they don't have to be more resistant to being hypnotized than you. Just whoever pops into your head and think about what number describes their willingness to be hypnotized. 10, they're already dropping deep into trance. And 1, they should have already left the room and nobody's allowed to count off that number, okay? So, don't tell this person that you're thinking about them right now. That'll be distracting. Just focus on my voice as I count down again from 10 to 1. Just blurt out whatever number you think describes the other person's willingness to go into trance when it comes up. 10. 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And nobody's allowed to say 1, okay? If anybody said 1, they have to leave the room, okay? Because they don't want to be hypnotized. And this is not the place for them. All right. I hope everybody's still there. Good. Now, I want you to also remember that number, okay? So 3 numbers, you're remembering them all, okay? Now, I want you to think of another person in the room and think of things in a different way. Think of how unwilling that person is to be hypnotized. Pick a different person and think about how unwilling that person is to be hypnotized. And just imagine it, okay? Because I'm going to count down from 10 to 1 again, and this time nobody's allowed to say 10, okay? Everything swapped again, so nobody's allowed to say 10. But what you are allowed to do is just blurt out whatever number you think describes this other person's unwillingness to go into trance on a scale of 1 to 10. All right, let's go. 10, nobody can say this one. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, keep this number in your head, okay? It's going to be important for later on. Now, I want you to think about your unwillingness to be hypnotized again. Maybe it's a different number, maybe it's not, but that's not what's really important. I want you to just think about that number right now in this moment, your unwillingness to be hypnotized, and blurt it out when I count it down. 10, nobody's allowed to say that number. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody's doing really good. That's another number to remember, but it's okay because I'm going to count down from 10 to 1 again. And this time, whenever I count off one of the five numbers that you are remembering right now from the previous countdowns, I want you to repeat after me, okay? That's pretty simple. Whenever one of the previous five numbers that you have already said comes up, you have to repeat it after me, okay? And this means that you're allowed to say 10 and 1, no matter what, because you could have said those numbers, okay? I don't know. You know, though. And you just have to let those numbers flow from your mind. Don't think about it, or you won't be able to remember it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Close those eyes and let your mind go blank for a moment. Just focus on this feeling. Focus on maybe how some of those numbers may have shifted. Though, what I really want you to focus on is really quickly a set of numbers. 1 to 5. As I count up from 1 to 5, you're going to slowly become aware of your surroundings. You're going to wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and really happy that you don't have to remember any more numbers, okay? No more countdowns from 10 to 1, okay? But maybe, just maybe, you might realize that some of the numbers may have shifted through all the countdowns. And maybe, just maybe, you're a little bit more willing to go into trance and a little less unwilling to be hypnotized. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. Okay, hopefully everybody enjoyed that. And maybe, just maybe, some of those numbers on those scales from 1 to 10 have shifted a little bit, and hopefully in the right direction. Thank you very much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.